This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the wake-up call, happy Friday, 106.5 The End, all the hits, sunny and 81 today. It was another classic Gavin and Rain joke off. If you want to watch the video to see who walks away the winner, who is the first one to laugh, you could text the word joke right now to 73389. Text and data rates apply for you to watch this week's edition of Gavin and Rain joke off.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams are twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. What's on deck today?
Ava emailed me and she asked me to phone scam her friend Sarah. Sarah. That's important. Sarah.
Okay.
Because she's in the process of looking for a nanny.
Hmm.
So I'm going to call up and I'm going to apply for the job. But I really want to know what's in it for me.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the nanny position. My name is Sid. Who's this?
Oh, hello. This is Sarah.
Are you saying Farah or Sarah?
Farah, with an S.
Farah.
Yes.
As in Farah.
Absolutely. Yes. Sarah with an S.
Okay. I don't know what your name is. My name is Sid, and I'm applying for the nanny position.
Okay. Wow, you're a man. Obviously.
Well, yeah. I mean, is okay. That okay? You're not sexist, right?
Oh, no. Of course not. I was just a little taken aback, but it's fine.
I mean, it can be more like a manny. If you want to call it a manny position, that's fine, too. You know, I was raised by a man that wasn't my father. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for anybody, right?
All right. Awesome. Well, I am looking for a nanny.
Great.
So do you have any questions? I'd like to bring you in for an interview.
Yes, possibly. Yes, sure, 100%. Yeah, I have a couple questions, though. First question is, do you have a pool?
No, I do not.
You do not have a pool?
No, I don't.
Ooh, okay. All right. I mean, I guess, okay, that's fine. When it comes to the refrigerator and the pantry, am I allowed to eat whatever I want? Will I have, like, a food stipend? Or, like, do I need to bring my own food?
So it just kind of depends on the day, how many hours you work. If you're there when it's, you know, time to eat, you're more than welcome to have some food as well.
Okay. how long gets me some free food? Like 6 hours? Seven?
I would say anywhere between 4 to 6 hours.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, that's great. That makes up for the pool. So, okay, great. Do you have HBO?
I do.
Okay, that's also really good to know. I'm assuming you've Netflix, right? Who doesn't?
Right.
Right, okay. With the Netflix, though, can I use your password at my home?
No, you cannot.
Okay, that's fair. And when it comes to transportation, do I get to drive one of your cars, or do you want me to have a car?
So for transportation, I will provide a car for the hours that you work if they have any appointments.
What kind of car is it?
It's just a Honda Accord.
It's an Accord?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Does it have leather? Or is it just like, does it have a sunroof?
Does it matter?
Well, for me, it does.
What's really going on here?
I'm just asking questions. Is it Farrah or Sarah?
Sarah, with an S.
As in Farrah?
No, Sarah.
Sarah.
Okay, yes, Sarah.
Starting with an F.
Starting with an S, just like I assume Sid starts with an S.
Oh, Sarah!
Yes, so...
I've been calling you the wrong name this whole time. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
All right. So how do we get you a better car?
Okay. You know what? Thank you for your time. Thanks for calling. But I don't think we'll be bringing you in for an interview, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it was worth a shot. And before we get going, Vera, I just want to tell you one more thing. You're on a phone scam right now on the radio. 106.5 The End on the Wake Up Call. This is Gavin.
What?
Yes. Your best friend, Ava, was the one who asked me to do this, okay?
Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Here's what's coming up next on the Wake Up Call.
Well, the last 24 hours have been tough for intern Kevin. He's not on the show this morning, but we'll tell you why intern Kevin was part of a massive traffic jam on 80 yesterday after the show and how you can help make him feel better. We'll run through the details next at 8:20.
106.5 The End.
Tonight is my appraisal, 'cause I'm a hooker selling songs and my pimp's a record label. This world is full of demon stocks and bonds and Bible traders, so I do the deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.